Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. Sup, girly?
It's been a good week so far. Yeah. I felt better,
kind of. Yeah, you were sicky again.
I can't get rid of, like, dadgum.
It's just allergy stuff.
Yes. Yes, but this was two rounds of antibiotics later.
Oh, my God.
And then yesterday I had to carry my inhaler on me because the asthma started.
Oh, God.
But it was better today when I woke up. So I was
Live in East Texas with the pine trees?
I need to move, but there's nowhere to move to. Do you know, for real, when I was on the cruise, I had zero allergy issues.
You could live in the middle of the ocean.
I told Jerry, I said, that's it. We've got to move to the middle of the damn ocean. Hope you don't get seasick, because that was working for me.
On a ship in the ocean with no wildlife.
I wonder if he could get a job on a cruise ship and I could just cruise while he's working. I mean.
Oh, that would be ideal.
He wouldn't think that was ideal.
You could do like, y'all could go work on those super yachts and be like below deck, and that would be fun.
I wonder what I could do. Oh, I could run a boutique.
On a cruise ship.
Yas, queen. I could do that because I love making people happy with outfits. So.
Yeah, that'd be a great
only
job
if they
for you.
Allowed me to pick items, because I'm not one of those that could work in a retail store that they just send you what they send you.
Yeah.
I mean, I could because I did it first, but I love the fact that I get to go and contribute now and put outfits together, see what is going to be the new trend.
Yeah.
I know before other people know.
See?
I like that.
And I like it that you get to do that, because sometimes you tell me things that are coming and I'm like, if it went back for me.
That's right.
Oh. And then, so we had a swimming party the other day.
Oh, we did.
That was so much fun. Just like day drinking, hanging out by the pool.
Necessary sometimes.
So I have to tell this story. So sometimes late at night, after I've had a few beers, I'm on TikTok and something will come up and it'll be like, 4 example.
I'm going to grab a beer.
Let me open mine. So, anyway, it'll be some item that is either like cool or whatever. And so, I had seen this TikTok about this foot peel thing. And so, it wasn't like linked to a TikTok shop thing that I could find. And so, I went and looked it up on Amazon, found it, bought it.
Yeah.
So, when it came in, I was like, I'm going to try this, and it's going to be so great, and my feet are going to be amazing.
There's like a mask.
It's like, it comes in a plastic.
You soak your feet in this,
it comes in a plastic bag, and you cut the bag open and tape your foot, and you soak your foot in the stuff for like an hour. And you're supposed to soak your feet in water to get them kind of soft first for like a few minutes, and then put your feet in these bags and let it soak on your feet for an hour, and then you wash it all off and go about your life.
Right.
But it didn't do anything. And it didn't do anything. And it didn't do anything. For days, it didn't do anything. And I was like, well, that was a waste of $20. And so the other day, we're just at the pool. Well, I had gone for my mani-pedi appointment, and he was taking so long on my feet, but I was like not paying attention. I was off in La La Land. I was doing some business on my phone. I was looking at Facebook. Like I was just not paying attention to why he was. I thought, well, maybe he just is really doing a good job down there today. But I was not paying attention to why he was taking so long with my feet. And so still not paying attention, like, we had been at the pool, 2 hours before I noticed?
She's like, what is wrong with my feet?
The skin on my feet was falling off. I was so disgusted.
Okay, and then what did I say? Did you do one of those foot
Yeah,
pills?
And I was like, yeah, like a week ago.
It takes a week before it starts working.
Girl, I bet you I didn't even finish watching that TikTok. I just went and ordered the thing and didn't even finish watching about it.
So if anybody else is out there and you do the foot pill, it is not an immediate result. Mm-mm. It takes a week. And it really does. They do work.
Oh, yeah. My feet look, I had big, like, cracks in my heels and stuff, and, like, all of that's gone.
Yeah, they work amazing, but it takes a week, and you're not supposed to pick at it. They tell you not to pick at it.
Yeah, I was picking at it. I couldn't help it. I was like, when I realized.
She's like, oh my God, what is wrong with my feet? And I'm like, well, it looks like you did a foot peel.
I did do a foot peel. I did do that.
So, I guess the swimming activated it. You know.
Yeah, so. And then I'm so embarrassed because I'd gone and had that pedicure.
He probably thought you had leprosy on your feet.
Well, he was just taking like a really long time, and they were talking in Vietnamese, and I mean, they always talk in Vietnamese, but
now just, you're wondering what he was
like,
saying.
Oh my God, he was so talking about my feet, and I was so oblivious and not paying attention. So that happened.
Good times.
Good times, but I did enjoy our pool day.
We may or may not have made a drunk TikTok.
We did make a drunk TikTok. We need to do a TikTok. We need to do a podcast TikTok.
We do. We absolutely do. Yep, we should.
Oh, I meant to set up our little camera so we could record this. Oops, maybe we'll do that next week instead.
Sure.
Yeah, because that will be another thing that I have to edit and have time for.
Let's just add to it.
We'll find out what happens.
Good things, though.
Yeah. So, as I was editing last week's episode yesterday, I realized that I had promised to do a deep dive on Cat Williams.
Uh-huh.
Didn't do that. So, I will do that, but I did not do that for today at all. So,
I think that could be a whole entire discussion.
Yeah, I do want to do that because I think it's fascinating and there's so many things that he has just called out on and
I know.
Been calling shit out for years and years and years.
Here's the deal. That doesn't mean that if I knew somebody in person, I don't know. If I knew somebody in person, would I still want to be their friend or so? I don't know. But people that speak the truth bluntly, I'm drawn to that.
Mm-hmm.
People who speak nonsense bluntly, I just want to go home and go to bed. You get on my nerves.
Yeah.
But when people speak the truth and they don't have fear to speak the truth, that courage, and it's sad that it takes courage to say the truth nowadays.
Well, and I just feel bad because everybody's treated him like he's crazy. Like, you know?
He's funny.
He's funny as hell, but I mean, so many people like don't take him serious and like come to find out he's been being serious all this time.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are going to do that. It will be upcoming and I will do that, but I did not do that for this week, so my apologies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens.
So you have a birthday coming up.
I do. On Tuesday.
Tuesday's Christy's birthday.
It will be. I keep having those. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it happens every year.
It does. But I like to celebrate, so it didn't even have to be my birthday. I can celebrate anybody's birthday. I can celebrate your birthday. I can celebrate.
You know whose birthday was yesterday and I didn't even realize it was coming up?
Who?
Rachel.
Shut up. I did not know that. I saw her yesterday.
Either. I didn't know it until like her daughter called her in the middle of the day yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was like, and she had it on speakerphone and she's like, happy birthday, mom.
Oh, I feel terrible. Like, okay, so when you're first making friends with somebody, maybe that should be a discussion. When's your birthday?
Okay.
Let me write this down really quick.
So I was like, well, ordered her, I was like, I have to buy you a present right now. And she was like, do not buy me a present. Like, you do not have to buy me a present. I don't expect a present. So I ordered her some Betsy Johnson earrings instead.
I still love the ones that you gave me for Christmas. Yeah, you oh my gosh, I do wear those all the time.
I ordered her these like mismatched, like it's the same earring, but it's like upside, like one's upside down. And they're like really pretty jeweled red flowers.
Oh, that'll be nice for her.
Yeah, I think she'll like them.
I think so too. But I dadgummit, that makes me sad. Thank you for letting me know though.
Yeah, I do love a Betsy Johnson earring too. So if anybody wants to send me a gift, I wear everything Betsy Johnson.
I actually was thinking about that the other day. That's funny. Like, if anybody wants to buy a present for me, please send me gift cards. Because I've kind of obsessed with buying craft supplies right now.
Mm.
And I don't want you to buy the craft for me. Kind of want to pick out my own.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's kind of shitty to say that.
Listen, if you ever want to send us something, send us an email, because maybe we should get like a post office box about that and not give out our home addresses. Let's maybe not dox ourselves.
You know what's really sad though? Living in a small town, all it takes is you to go and say, where does so-and-so live? And they'll say right yonder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
It would not be hard to find out where either one of us live.
No.
And we've pretty well triangulated ourselves by this podcast and talking about where we work. And
yep, it happened.
Oops.
No stalkers, okay. Please.
Please do not stalk us. We are besties with the police around here, so.
That's right.
Don't do that. Get you in trouble.
I'm also licensed to pew pew.
Oh, I'm not licensed to pew pew, but I do have one.
Yep.
It is not concealed. It is right out in the open.
I took classes, and I do like to go to the firing range. I have not been in a while, and that makes me kind of sad because I think that everybody should stay up to date.
You know
so
who has a
comfortable doing that?
You know who has a firing range at their house?
Rachel. I know that she was telling me all this stuff, and I'm just like, I still want to go spend the night in her closet, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, her husband asked for my husband's number because he wants to invite us over to shoot guns and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. So, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, because I do enjoy to shoot guns. I just don't ever have an opportunity to do it, so.
You should go.
But we need to get Sean Johnson and Jerry Brown together.
We should get them together on this podcast.
Oh, my God. We could put them on the mics and we'll go hang out in the pool and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Just hand the podcast over to them for a couple hours and just see what they leave us.
This could be interesting. We could get sued, but you never know.
We probably would, and or arrested. Yeah, so. So, birthday plans for you?
I have a group of friends that we kind of have birthdays.
Yeah, y'all are doing stuff this weekend.
Yeah, and so I'm going to celebrate with my friend David. We actually did a birthday party together last year. And then our friend Lauren, her birthday passed by, and I even asked her, I was like, Lauren, what are we doing for your birthday? She says nothing. So we did not celebrate Lauren's birthday or David's.
Yes.
So we're going to get together at our friends Todd and Tara's house and just have a get together for all of us, because
that's fun.
Yeah, but I don't know, it just seemed like the right thing to do. And like, yeah. I don't.
You invited me to come to that, and I wish I could come, but I'm keeping my grandbaby this weekend, so.
Yeah, but that's okay, because on Tuesday, on the actual day,
yes,
we can spend time together. So.
Yeah, we can just hang out at my house.
I think that would be so much fun.
Maybe go out to dinner later or something.
That sounds perfect.
Or do lunch, and then go hang out at the pool, or something.
Yeah, something.
And then I'm having a little party at my house next weekend, 4th of July weekend. So, because my daughter is bringing the grandbaby, and just going to have a few people over, and then we can celebrate your birthday again next weekend.
Maybe.
I'll make Jello shots.
I still haven't even asked Jerry if we had plans for that weekend or not. I don't know. I know at some point in time I've got to get to Oklahoma. I still have not been to visit Sadie's new home yet since they've moved. And then Jerry's Aunt Shirley, she lives not right by them, but close enough. And so I know that we're going to be making that trip soon. I'm just not sure exactly when yet. So I'll let you know for sure.
Yeah, let me know. Because I'm always down to hang out.
Me too. Same, same, same.
I'm super excited to hang out with you for birthday and day drink and do stuff.
Same. Which is a good reason to celebrate a birthday.
Yes.
Because you're still alive. Because
you are still alive.
Yes, that's right.
On the outside, even though you're dead on the inside.
I did. And I tried it on and it fit perfect, by the way. Yay. It did. It was a perfect fit.
Good.
I'm always worried about when it's a fitted shirt because my body is so weird the way I'm shaped. I had to point this out to somebody because they were talking about high-waisted jeans. I work in fashion. So high-waisted jeans, that is what the big rage is right now.
Yeah, I love a high-waisted.
And, okay, well, here's my problem. Where my hip bone is located, my rib cage is that far from it. Like, okay, y'all, my fingers are less than an inch. That's less than an inch.
Yeah. I'm real short-waisted, too.
My body has less than an inch between the two, so, and I have a rather large rib cage. So, it's like, to get the pants to fit around my rib cage, they're right up underneath my boobs, first of all, because I'm 5 foot tall. And then they're so baggy everywhere. They look hideous on me. They're hideous.
Yeah.
Hideous.
I say I like a high-waisted jean. It's not high-waisted. There's something between a high-rise and a midi.
You're looking for something that's like a...
Because I'm taller than you, but I'm very short-waisted. And so sometimes... And I have a big rib cage. And so I can't always do like a normal high-rise jean because they... also come right under my boobs.
Yeah, it just looks like Steve Urkel.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, looks exactly like
Steve Urkel.
Like
a very pregnant Steve Urkel is how I feel. So I'm like, no, I'll just stick with my mids. I like them. They feel really good on.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't have to have everything exactly like everybody else has. No. We're all individually perfect in our own ways.
Everybody gets to have their own little style and what looks good on them. Oh, God.
Can we talk politics this week?
I'm so fucking...
Can we? Because it's I've been so sitting funny. Over here thinking there's so much I want to say right now.
It's so funny. We started this politics in like episode one where we're like... We're not going to talk about politics at all. And then I think every episode since then, we've just come on here and like, what the fuck?
But some of it is just so humorous. Okay, so of all, the drunk TikTok video. Okay, like that has to be addressed.
We did make a drunk TikTok.
So in Texas, Governor Abbott made a great decision by vetoing... SB?
Can I tell you something funny?
Yes, please.
My cousin Karen that lives in Minnesota, and I love her so much. Do you know what she calls Greg Abbott?
She calls him Hot Wheels, doesn't she?
She does.
She does. That's mean.
She said that to me, and we were like driving down the road.
But have you not heard other people have said that about
I've never
him?
Heard that.
Okay, I have heard that before.
I've never heard that. She said that to me, and I was like, the fuck?
There were several Democrats already calling him that.
I did not know that. Yes, I had never heard that before. And so when she popped off with that, I was like, what did you say? It made me giggle. I was like, girl.
I mean, I don't know. If I was in a wheelchair, I think I might like the nickname Hot Wheels.
You can call me Hot Wheels.
I think I would like that. I don't know. I guess it depends on how you take it. And honestly, here's another thing. Like, I've learned in life.
I would take it if I'm hot and on wheels.
There you go. If you can laugh at yourself, especially when it's your own dumb things that you do or whatever. But if you can laugh at yourself, it takes the sting away from somebody else.
Like saying something mean.
Trying to put a jab at you. It really does. Like, I have to own up to a lot of, like, sometimes dumb stuff comes out of my mouth. Sometimes I do dumb things. I mean, it happens. Happens to everybody, but... you just kind of have to sometimes. Like, this year on our anniversary, I told my husband, thanks for always reaching the top shelf for me.
Yeah.
I have to make fun of myself, you know?
Oh, yeah. I saw you say that, and I was like, he's not that much taller than you, Christine.
But he can reach the top shelf, and I can't. Sandy, I can't even reach the back part of the second shelf. Let's just be honest.
Very tiny and petite.
Jesus. So, anyway, Governor Abbott, he vetoes this bill. They're trying to, you know, outlaw any kind of THC product whatsoever in the state of Texas.
Well, no, it's Dan Patrick and his absolute stupidity.
That's what I'm talking about, the bill. Yeah. Yes. So, this TikTok video we made was actually centered at Dan Patrick.
He did not respond, by the way.
He didn't. I'm so disappointed. I actually caught that. I was disrespectful to him, too, though. I did call him Danny Boy. But, you know, and the deal is, it is so blatantly obvious because of, like, okay, so if you're really concerned about somebody and you're really concerned that something bad is going to happen,
yeah,
you would not suggest that they do something else instead that is absolutely worse.
Yes.
And that's where I'm coming from with this whole thing he's telling people.
Yeah, he's telling people it's better to go get a prescription opioid pill.
Yes.
Than to ingest a plant.
Have you ever met somebody that opioids destroyed their life?
Yes. I have. I have.
Yeah. It is horrifying.
My stepson is dead because of opioids.
See, that is terrible. And the idea that somebody would tell an adult person, like, okay, we're not even talking about, I don't know if I should separate medical use or recreational use at all. Because the fact is, it shouldn't matter.
I mean, even recreational use, to me, like, could be for mental health.
It could be. It could because be. But that's, it still does, considered, yeah. That's still considered medical, though.
But a lot of people start using for that reason. You know, right. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, but here's the deal. Let's go ahead and leave out recreational altogether. Okay, yeah. Let's pretend we're not even discussing recreational at all.
Okay.
There are so many people that I know personally that have started using the, like, Delta 8 they started, then the Delta 9 gummies because of medicinal purposes. People with anxiety, people with, what is the word I'm trying to say, with the seizures?
Epilepsy.
Yes. Yeah. People that have Parkinson's disease. People that have Alzheimer's. People that have chronic pain, people that have nerve damage, things like that. I know so many people that have been using these products. That's why they got on them, because it was something that our government made legal and gave them an option, and all of a sudden they're able to get off of all of these other narcotic medicines.
Yeah.
And now you have somebody telling them not only to go back to pharmaceuticals, but to go to an opioid. So we are supposed to be standing with this man who is just worried about people, and it's not. He started off saying that it was for children's safety, and then it turned into, I don't even want 30, 40, 50-year-olds using this either, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, he even did the theatrics of throwing a package at one of the reporters when he was doing his little press conference. He's, do you want to eat this? Do you want this in your body?
I'd been like, yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot for that.
Is this for freeze?
Yeah. But here's the deal. Especially after taking care, and I've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah,
taking care of my father, you know, having the Alzheimer's disease. And, like, why are we nitpicking something that is being helpful to people and instead telling them to do something that's harmful, unless you've got an agenda? So it is so obvious that there's some kind of an agenda going on. So where does your brain automatically go is that somebody is paying this man big money to support them instead. And they were trying to make the program to where you could only use this one certain program. If you had to be medically approved and you could only use this one program, and that one program was so expensive that the average American could not afford it. It was going to be like $1,300 a month or something. I mean, it was crazy. Just a ridiculous amount. It was crazy.
I just think he's very out of touch with
Texas.
Well, he's out of touch with Texas, but he's also, like, out of touch with reality. And it's obvious to us that he has an agenda that is, he's in cahoots with somebody. It's the cartel, it's Big Pharma, it's something.
The alcohol, what is it, the Alcohol Commission or something? It's, like, I'm not sure exactly, not the Alcohol Commission, but the, it's something with alcohol sales. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but there's something going on there. And it's blatantly obvious that there is an underlying agenda.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of the governor for doing what he did, because the fact is, people that are uber conservative may look at him and say, oh, this man wants to completely legalize it in Texas. I don't know that that's where he was going with this. So much so is, did you see the how many letters were pouring into his office?
They were like, they had boxes and boxes and boxes stacked up on dollies wheeling into his office of letters that had come.
So, well, I think if you're going to ban things because a child could get their hands on it and it could be dangerous, and I'm not talking about 2 or 3 year olds. I'm talking about teenage kids doing dumb shit, okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to ban stuff, then we need to ban Tide Pods.
Okay.
You know, you definitely need to ban alcohol. You better ban it. And I mean,
well, I just think, like, are we going to end up like, so back in the days of prohibition, people found a way around the system, like, and it wasn't even, it, I just don't think.
I'm following what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm thinking, you know, those people that made their own wine and moonshine at home, I don't consider them bad people. I think it's just people saying, well, this is stupid. And so they did it themselves.
But it was stupid. Prohibition was absolutely stupid. And it was these few people up on their righteous moral high ground of this is wrong and nobody should be allowed to do it, when this is a free country and everybody should do what they want to do. Like, I could not drink, but I want to, so I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Which, I have not messed with any of the THC since I got dosed that one time. And I've talked about that, like, 3 times on the podcast and then cut it out and not let it air.
Maybe you'll leave this in, maybe you won't, but...
Yeah.
Either way... You know, it's something that somebody who is an adult making an adult decision, whether it's for medical use or if it's for recreational use, I can tell you this. Alcohol has killed people this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Narcotic medications has killed people this year.
Absolutely.
I have not heard of one case where marijuana killed somebody this year.
Yeah, outright, no.
I mean, I just, please explain this to me, because it's just dumb. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
You know what? If somebody's going to be lazy, they're still going to be lazy. I don't think that that has anything to do with it. Because I know that this is where he was coming from in that press conference, and he was saying, is this what you want Texas to look like? Like, everybody's going to be walking around being stoners. I will be the first one to confess to you, I do use the product. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't. But when I need to sleep, when I'm in serious pain... I will take a gummy. I take it at night to sleep, and I wake up the next day, and I'm fine because I got to sleep.
I don't do edibles anymore.
Yeah.
Because of the whole edible situation that happened that one time.
Yeah.
Where I got so high that I was hearing colors, and I had a real good time until I didn't. But and the edibles are different than smoking. You're smoking, I'm getting a little high. You stop smoking and you immediately like start coming down. The edibles, you take an edible and you are
it's on it.
I mean, you're on the ride until it's done.
Yeah.
And so to me, like, that's the difference. And I don't mess with edibles anymore. And I'm not going to sit here and say that.
So I will tell you I will say, I think that there's nothing wrong with regulating to a point.
Okay.
As far as making sure that what people are getting is clean, I would rather it be legalized completely.
Can you imagine the jobs that would open up in Texas? Like,
yep.
Colorado, the amount of jobs.
Well, that one dispensary that I went into in Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, when you walked into this place, this was not a dirty place. This was not a place that you felt like, oh gosh, we're going to a drug dealer. This was not, I mean, it was beautiful. There were chandeliers. Everything was clean. It was behind glass cases.
Yes.
And there was people that had education that would stand there and direct you exactly to which product is best for what you need. Exactly. Yeah.
No, but like, and not just the jobs of the people that work in the dispensaries, like the one that I, one of the ones I went to in Colorado, like those people that work in there were dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
Like, they had people that were, like, in the back areas that were dressed in, like, scrubs and lab coats. And then the salespeople all had, like, nice, like, fancy clothes. Like, it was very boutique-y.
Yes. See, and there's a difference. And I understand, like, I remember your son even had said to me that he thought it looked so trashy seeing smoke shops everywhere and stuff. And I understand exactly what he's saying, especially in small towns. You know, like, whenever the gaming rooms come up and now there's gaming rooms everywhere and stuff. And it does look trashy. I'm not trying to be mean, but it does. It looks trashy. But, you know, if you go into where something is absolutely regulated and it's in a controlled environment, and nobody under the age of 21 would be allowed inside.
I mean, it's all in Colorado, it's very regulated. And so why can't Texas lawmakers call up their counterparts in Colorado and go, hey, I see that you've done this. How's it going? Are y'all able to create revenue for this, that, and the other? How are you able to do that? How are you able to regulate it? How are you able to, you know... Can you tell me the steps in which we can do that here in Texas?
Don't you think that, like, it would be better for somebody to be able to get something that was 100% natural than something that is right now? Because what we do have that's legal now is still not 100% natural.
No.
And why are all these dyes and bullshit in it?
Yeah, that...
Because I was telling you about that one gummy. I got this one gummy from my husband's aunt had sent it for me to try it. And this thing, it was blue. And it had so much blue dye, it damn near looked black. And, like, I just put a tiny piece of it. Like, I cut it into a little quarter of a piece. And my whole mouth was, my teeth were blue. Everything was blue. What is the purpose of all that dye? Like, that's not good for you.
No, and I'm allergic to blue dye.
Yeah, you definitely didn't need that gummy.
Yeah, no, that makes me throw up.
Yeah, I didn't like them. I did not like them.
I have some that I probably just need to give to you at my house that Denny had got. Because Denny liked to take the gummies because they made him not feel nauseous.
Yeah.
When he was doing the chemo and all that. And it made it, because he wasn't sleeping well. And so I was like, I'm going to get you some gummies. You going to sleep tonight, sir.
Yeah.
And I got him some gummies, and that was, like, the first time in 2 weeks that he had had 8 hours of sleep. And, but they were blue.
Yeah, now, unfortunately for me, I'm allergic to hemp. So, every time I take it, I have to think in my head, how bad are my allergies today? Because I don't want to risk making myself, like, because the way that my body reacts to allergies, it's not, like, an anaphylactic reaction. My reaction is usually my immune system being weakened. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I'm having a really bad allergy time, I don't take anything at all. But if I'm in a lot of serious pain, I will break down and just go ahead and take one. So, I don't take them every day. I just take it every once in a while when I'm having the hip pains, the shoulder pains. I mean, I tore my rotator cuff on this side. I have something floating around in the joint on this side. And then I have osteoarthritis in both of my hips. So, like, this is painful as a woman with... I am in menopause, but I also had a hysterectomy. Makes it worse.
Yeah. I've always kind of... I've done it more for anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, because I realized when I was much younger that, oh, I can smoke this weed and not want to claw my face off because of how anxious I feel right now.
Yeah.
And so I've always kind of used it for anxiety. But I don't...
Girl, they even had some that was bred specifically to help people with ADHD.
Yeah.
Like, this is, to me, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It is, why are we trying to, like, listen, Big Pharma has already got enough money in their pockets with all the cancer, because I'm still not convinced that there's not a cure for cancer.
Oh, I 100% believe there's
Trump
a cure.
Trump did say that he was going to be the president whenever they found the cure for
cancer.
Well,
I think it's already been created. I think it's been kept behind a locked door, because it is more profitable to insurance companies and Big Pharma to keep you sick and treat you with poison than it is to...
But guess what? If you take all these medications, you know what happens when you take that medicine? You have side effects that cause you to need another medicine.
Yeah. Well, I fully believe, I love RFK. He has not done anything that's given me the ick yet. Not one thing. A lot of people don't like him. I don't give a shit, because I think he's great. And I fully believe in the next 4 years that the cure for cancer will be out.
Man, that would be something.
I think a lot of things are going to change in the next short amount of time.
I just hope that some of it can reverse some of the damage that's already happening.
Yeah, because of all
the bullcrap that's in our food supply.
I think you and I have talked about this privately. I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but like back in the days of our grandparents, people didn't have Alzheimer's. People didn't have diabetes. People didn't have cancer. People didn't have all of
these, the hormone issues and
the
stuff.
This was not a thing until they started adding things into food, until, you know, the government got involved in farming. And that's where, you know, growth hormones for the chickens and like this and that and the other. And now all of a sudden people are getting these really odd, you know, diseases. And now it's just normal.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the number of Americans that are vitamin D deficient is crazy.
Yeah.
Like there's so much weird stuff that is an easy fix if.
Yeah.
I say it's an easy fix. We're going to have to stop being lazy as a people.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it just comes down to that.
Yeah. But yeah, I truly believe that a lot of things are going to change in a very short amount of time, and it's going to be great. It's going to be good.
I think so.
I hope so. But I really do think that
well, shit's coming. I did want to say something also about Carmelo Anthony. Did you see that he was indicted?
The grand jury. Yes. And they, yes. All that was taken for the grand jury. He was indicted on the charges for murdering.
Yes.
That other boy. All the GoFundMe money went back to the people that had donated it. Because that was stupid. I hope he has the day he deserves.
I saw that, and I just, like, that is really sad whenever we are living in a society that you can make something that is absolutely wrong turn into some kind of a justice fight.
Well, I just feel like it wasn't a race issue to begin with, and it got turned into one. And for what? To what end? What was that going to accomplish, making it a race issue?
Well, the hope was probably for him to get off.
Yeah, but he did a bad thing, so why are we hoping that he gets away with it? Mm. Is that what we're doing as a society these days?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, I don't care what color you are. You could be purple. But the fuck? Why? Murder's wrong in every color.
Yep.
So.
Well, it just boils down to, and I've said this before, I think on the last episode, that if people as a whole would put others before themselves, that would change the way that the world thought about others. But listen, we're not doing that because if you think back to the last 20 years, the slogans were, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to do me.
Yeah.
You know, everything is about yourself. And, you know, my theory is that our prison system right now is full of people with good self-esteem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember in school them talking about self-esteem and things like that. And self-esteem is not the problem with a lot of people. mm-hmm. especially criminals. That is not yeah. the problem, because we live in a society that teaches you to do for yourself and to put yourself first. Always, you know, look out for yourself. You're number one. But maybe somebody might disagree with me on this, and I'm not saying to be a doormat. I don't mean that by any means. But I'm just saying, if we did treat somebody else like, if everybody did that, you know, have you ever been in a relationship where you changed the way you treated them and in return, it changed how they treated you?
Yes.
Because if you start realizing, man, I've been being selfish in that, and I was wrong, or I did this.
I've done that in my marriage.
Yes. And it changes your entire relationship. Because, and it's not like they even make the conscious decision. It's just like, because we give and feed off of each other. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
And so when you treat somebody with respect, they're not always going to be respectful back, but the odds are you're going to have a better chance. Yeah. They're going to be kind and respect you if you're that way to them. Now, I'm not always that way. I'm not, but I really do try. I try.
I'm not always, I'm not by any means perfect all the time, but mm-mm. I have my moments where I'm not great. but yeah, that's true that in any relationship, you know, it, the way one person reacts to a situation, the other person is going to react to the way you're reacting, and then it's going to yeah. create this vicious back and forth. I'll share
this. So this morning, I was just telling this to Sandy. Y'all, as soon as I got here, I said, well, I was being a little bitchy this morning, and I'm yeah. not usually like that. But y'all, okay, so my husband and I, we work opposite hours. So he will work at night, and he comes into work and goes to bed right before I get up to get ready for work. And I wake up early on purpose, by the way.
Yeah.
This is probably weird for me to do, but I'm weird. I don't care. I will wake up at least an hour earlier than I need to so that I can drink coffee and read a book. Thing. I just want peace. I want everybody around me to just be quiet. That's all I want. Just shh.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
Yep. So if I start off my day with that peace, y'all, I am a morning person. Mm-hmm. I can get up and get them done, and I am good to go. But if I wake up and there's noise and chaos and yeah. all kinds of crap going on, I'm done the rest of the day. My whole entire day is off bad.
Yeah.
And so this morning, my husband just was like, why are you being so bitchy? And I just said, because you're too loud. God. Just shh. God.
It took me forever to get my husband trained, because I like to get up an hour before I need to yeah. be up. I want to drink my coffee. I want to look at my phone. I want to go through Facebook. I want to look at TikTok. Like, I just need my time to yes. wake up and get my... Don't talk to me.
Mm-mm.
There's not anything that we need to talk about at 7 o'clock in the morning. Nothing. No,
this was 6.
Oh, shit.
6 in the morning.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I don't need to have discussions at 6 in the morning.
Well, he would always, like... My husband, I love him. He would just, like, trying to interrogate... It felt like an interrogation about... What are you doing today? What have you got to going today? Like, on and on and on about every single detail of my day that I had coming up. And I finally snapped at him one time, and I felt so bad.
Yep, that's what I was
But I was like, can you shut the fuck up? Go away. You can come talk to me in an hour. Let me open my eyes for a minute.
If there's any men that listen to this podcast, do your wife a favor. Do not speak to her. Give her a kiss. Maybe a pat on the butt.
Bring
if you need
her a
to.
Cup of coffee.
And then don't say anything
for
else
an hour.
For an hour. And she will be right as rain.
Yes. So, yeah, it did take me many, many years to get my husband to just leave me the fuck alone for an hour. But it's beautiful now.
Well, he typically does. If he's awake in the mornings when I get up, he's very quiet. He'll go play solitaire or something like that while I drink my coffee and read my book or scroll on TikTok or whatever I'm doing. But then after that hour's up, then, okay, we're all fair game. But, oh, no, not this morning. Not this morning. And I was just like, gosh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then he was
crazy.
Looking at me, but he wasn't just looking at me. He had his head leaned all the way forward so that I could see him out of the side of my eye.
Oh,
that he was
God.
Staring at me.
That's
and
a lot.
I turned around and I was like, what?
That is so much.
He said, I'm just admiring you.
No, I thank said, you. Stop it.
Okay, sure.
Stop it. Stop. Can you not admire me at all at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my husband. Oh.
I guess we're good now, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a couple mornings ago, my husband was, like, doing that, and I looked at him, and he was like, oh, my bad. I'll talk to you about it in a minute.
You gotta give me an hour, okay?
Yeah, I was like, can I have a cup of coffee first before we have our interrogation?
Please do not, for the love of God, do not give your wife a list of things you need done when she first wakes up.
Oh, God.
Do not do that. Please, for the love of God, do not do that.
Well, I can tell when my husband, like, starts getting pissy, like, I don't have very many jobs at the house. Like, I pay somebody to clean my house. Like, I do not do very many luxurious things, but I do get my mani-pedis, and I do pay somebody to clean my house. And so, my only real, like, responsibilities as far as house cleaning, that kind of thing, is laundry. And normally, I do the laundry on Sundays. And so, whatever laundry is during the week, it's washed and dried and put in baskets. And then, on Sundays is when I fold all the laundry. Well, I was not home on Sunday. I was keeping my grandbaby. So, that didn't get done on Sunday. And so, this morning, he came in. I was still in bed. He came in there and just started dumping baskets of laundry on the bed.
I would be pissed.
I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, there sure is a lot of laundry. I was like, oh, okay. I texted Rachel. I was like, are you coming in this morning? And she was like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to be late. So I got up and had my hour of silence and then got ready for work and then went in there and folded all the clothes. And there was quite a bit of laundry, but it was just, you know.
I folded laundry 2 days ago and it's still sitting in my living room floor, so I'm not judging you.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, Mikey couldn't find any of his clothes, so that was part of the reason the laundry got dumped. And the housekeeper will, like, change all the sheets, like, wash all the sheets. And, like, any laundry that's laying around, like, she'll wash it, but she doesn't, like, put it up.
Yeah.
And so,
anyway. That would drive me nuts if they did put it up.
Oh.
I just hired a new housekeeper, by the way. I didn't know if I told you that, but
no,
I did get a new housekeeper, and I like her. I do. But I did straight up, I said, I will never ask you to wash my laundry, and I will never ask you to do my dishes. Please do not ever, ever unload my dishwasher. Ever.
Yeah, well, that's what my husband is very particular about, our dishes. That's his responsibility, is the dishes, and mine is the laundry. That's the only thing that he really cares about and wants to do. And mine is laundry. And so he's very adamant about, do not touch the dishes.
Well, I want to know, because I'm the one who cooks. I do all the cooking in my house.
And my housekeeper, and I love her, and she does such a good job, and I love her, but my God, she does like to move stuff around.
Yep. See, and if somebody moves my stuff and I need it, I can't find it. I have so many gadgets, kitchen gadgets, that I've collected throughout these years that I don't know where the hell they went because of past housekeepers, and I'm like, stop doing my dishes!
Yeah.
Don't do it! Don't do it.
Yeah, she's always like, she doesn't like for things to be on the counters. And, like, I always have my medicine on the counter by the coffee pot so that I remember to take it. And so I didn't take my medicine this morning because it wasn't by the coffee pot. And I got to work and I was like, shit, I didn't take my medicine. So I had some errands to run. So I had to go back to my house, find my medicine that was in a random cabinet in my kitchen. Like, she's constantly moving stuff. Drives me nuts. But, I mean, hey, I did not have to clean my house or scrub my toilet or any of that. So, yeah. I mean, it takes, you know, 2 weeks to get everything back the way I want it. And then she comes and moves everything again. But, yeah, I do love, I will never not have somebody clean my house ever.
Yeah. It's come in handy for us, too, but especially with my allergies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I can get up and if I can be gone. Like, not be there when it's happening. Yeah.
Are you having her come every week or every other week?
She's going to come every other week.
Yeah, that's what I have too.
Yeah.
That's plenty. I mean, it's just me and JC. Yeah. You know.
She did a really good job, too, and just good. Was very kind and...
good.
Like, I don't know. I just really liked her. It was
a good housekeeper is hard to find.
Yeah, and she's a single mama, and she was telling me about her boys, and, I mean, just... She just seemed like a really nice person. So, well, good. So far, I like her, so...
Yay, I'm glad you found a housekeeper.
Yay.
Yeah.
Needed that.
Yes. Everybody need... Listen... Everybody should have, if you can afford a housekeeper, get one. You will. And like, when Rosie first came to work for me, I paid for a deep clean and I paid like $250. She came in and cleaned my house from top to bottom. And she said she would clean my whole house after that for $100 over 2 weeks. Cost me $100 over 2 weeks and she cleans my house.
Yeah.
That's not bad for a 3-bedroom house.
No, that's not bad at all.
So.
Is somebody in here?
I don't know.
Hi. Katie. Oh. Hello. Huh? Sorry. Hey. Hi. Sorry,
we were recording
our podcast. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, it's okay.
What
are you talking
about?
No, it's not. I want to be on it. I'll be on our podcast.
What are we talking about? She kept saying we, and I was like, I just assumed she meant she, herself, and her.
Oh my god, our ghosties.
Dude, I feel like I'm going to do real well at this podcast thing.
Yes.
Can we do it remotely? Can I, like, do my bit and, like, you know?
Yeah.
I want in.
Talk shit.
I'm going to be real good at this. Mick Ultra talking shit?
Yeah.
Can I see all my culture real quick? Just pretend.
Yeah.
This is our therapy sessions that we have every week.
Dude, I'll be real good at this. So I'm like bad cop. Although I think we'll go toe to toe with that one. You seem real sweet, but you could get feisty if you got to.
Okay. Yeah. I'm 5 foot tall, so I'm like a chihuahua.
Oh, Napoleon. I'm just kidding. I don't know why people say that. He was like pretty average height for a minute of time. I am super glad
there
to be
is...
here, but.
Cat hair on that couch if you want to sit for a sec.
She like made it sound real appealing. She's like, there is cat hair. I made sure
like
there's
sit.
Cat hair on that couch.
There is cat hair.
But don't have a seat.
That is so awesome the way
my
you said that.
My mom is shopping first. I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love you. Also, when are we drinking?
Okay, so we were talking about... Housekeepers.
Housekeepers.
You're talking about having a housekeeper. So. But, yeah, we were talking about housekeepers and how it's really nice to have one. And if you have $100 a week, you should have one also.
Good money spent.
Yeah.
Money very
money
well, spent.
Well spent.
And these people that are working, doing these amazing jobs, most of the ones that I have had... that I've employed personally are people that are supporting their families and stuff and
yeah.
need that extra side hustle to make ends meet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. For sure.
It's helping both of you. So,
yeah.
Totally worth it.
And there are people that enjoy to clean the toilet, and I am not one of those people.
I do like doing laundry.
I do. I don't mind doing laundry. There's a lot of things I don't mind doing, but I do not enjoy to clean a bathroom.
I like to cook, and I like to do laundry.
I don't like to cook either.
I don't like washing the dishes after I cook, though.
I don't mind washing dishes. I will do literally anything but wash a bathroom or cook.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which is funny, because I opened a restaurant one time.
Good times.
Yeah, we'll go into that.
That was one of those in Lone Star. Was that the one you were telling me about in Lone Star?
Yeah.
That building, I don't know what it was about
that building. That building is cursed.
Yes, nothing ever lasts in that building.
Well, there's a whole lot of reasons, but a lot of it is because the electricity bill was like $500 a month.
Holy verge.
Because it had bad wiring and needed to be rewired. And then also the fire suppression system was messed up, and so it went off on me like 3 times and ruined a whole day's worth of food.
Oh gosh, I cannot imagine. Never tried to be in the restaurant business. I don't think I'd want to do that. The cake business was enough for me. I do have a wedding booked.
Nice.
Today I got yesterday. I had a wedding booked.
Nice.
Just not doing a whole lot of those right now, but I'm not really advertising them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm staying busy.
God. So, what else do we need to talk about today?
Well, I mean, there is an elephant in the room.
Which elephant is that?
The one you're wearing.
I did wear my Trump shirt today.
You did.
I wore my Trump shirt today, and it's just got his face just real big.
So, we have not discussed on this podcast, what was your mindset whenever you heard that bunker bombs were launched?
Oh, my God. I was so excited. My God. I was just like, snaps. Like, pop my head around.
I kept seeing all these TikToks where people are saying, are you happy now? All you that voted, are you happy now? And I'm like,
yes. Yeah. Pretty much.
Next question, please.
Next.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Take care of business instead of just talking in circles about stuff. Take care of business. So. Now, it looks like, I mean, there's no telling for sure what's going to happen, but it looks like there's actual possibility that there will be, I don't know,
I just
peace
think
is
it's
the right
real
word.
Funny that Donald Trump dropped the F-bomb at 8 o'clock in the morning and said they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
He sure did.
That was hilarious.
He's dropping bombs left and right. Dang it.
For sure.
And that press conference that J.D. Vance did where he was talking about Trump pushing the red button.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. It's the Diet Coke button. Like nuclear.
Nuclear Diet Coke.
Funny. Donald Trump is a comedian. I love him.
I did not realize how much of a comedian he was until this term. Last term, I think I stayed uptight with him because I just wanted him to shut up sometimes.
Yeah, I was the same way. I was like, oh, remember what I said in our drunk TikTok about it's better to let somebody think you're stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt? I just wanted him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, can we stop?
Make the decisions and do the right thing because he's making smart decisions.
He's making.
But then he's opening his mouth. But this time, I feel like he's being more himself this time.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Like, it's not as much put on as he was last time.
Yeah. Maybe.
So, maybe.
We'll find out.
How many things did you find to buy?
So many, and then I need you to open that case for me.
Oh,
perfect.
How weird is this? Like, I didn't even know this was in my wallet, and it's like an angel. It says, angel of heaven, watch over me.
Oh, that's so
sweet. In this
house. Let me see.
No, in this house. I swear that was not in my wallet.
Oh, wow.
I swear that was not my business.
That's cool.
That's creepy.
That's not creepy. That is cool.
In this haunted ass house.
No, that's awesome. Listen, they're not going to hurt you.
I know, but it's just very,
it's a real thing.
I know. You're a handsome boy.
Dude, how she said that shit.
He's a sweet boy.
Sometimes.
Oh, it's one of those where you're like, you get like real comfortable and he bites you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Whew. Well, it was lovely to meet you.
You too. Absolutely.
We're going to get to know each other real well when I call on this podcast.
Okay. Yeah. I'm for it.
Oh, where did these go? I thought we had a collection up here.
Oh, yeah. I threw them out there in the trash.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Welcome-ish, depends who you are and how long you stay.
Okay, we're back. I had a customer because it is still flower shop hours. So, now we're back.
Well, can we cut to the segment where we say something good that happened?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, so this was what I was going to say earlier today, but then I said, I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you.
Okay, well, you know, and you're going to find joy in this because you have a granddaughter. Okay, so Brittany, my oldest daughter, sent me a picture today, and, well, it was actually a couple of pictures, and Jade, she's in daycare, and she was, like, chowing down on some, like, chips and queso, right, at daycare, okay?
Yeah.
That's not what Brittany packed in her lunch, by the way.
Oh.
So, apparently, my granddaughter went and stole one of the teachers' lunches.
Oh, no.
They had fuzzy tacos delivered, and she ate her lunch.
Oh, my God.
And I, don't ask me why that's the good thing. It made me so happy. Because it's not my fault, and it's not my responsibility, oh, I guess. My God. I don't know, but she's just the cutest. But, like, that's she hilarious. Did. She's like, you got tacos. I like tacos. I'm going to eat your tacos.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. That's funny.
So, I guess Brittany's going to have to buy the teacher some fuzzy taco now. Have you ever been to that place? It's
no,
really
I've never
good.
Had fuzzy tacos.
Yeah, it's in Longview. It's
the
so
name kind of throws me off.
Oh, it's not it, that kind of fuzzy taco. It's fuzzies.
I know, but then it also kind of makes me think about mold. So I just
no,
like,
it's so good. They're really good. But anyway, so yeah, Jade ate her teacher's lunch today at daycare.
Love that. Oh, that's funny. Well, my good thing is that, okay, so last weekend I kept my grandbaby, and I'm keeping her again this weekend. She is the best baby. She's so good. She puts herself to sleep.
That is wild.
She does not require to be held all the time. Like, you know how some babies, like, if you lay them down, they just cry and scream? No. No. She sticks her thumb in her mouth and she goes to sleep.
Oh, see, my youngest daughter was like that.
Well, my youngest son was that way. So I was like, I kind of know what to do with that. But I'm like, Zeta, you don't deserve to have such a good baby. But I'm keeping her again this weekend. So I'm excited about that. And then the next weekend, they're going to come up here and spend the weekend. And then I get to keep her up here.
For the first time.
For the first time. Yeah. So I'm just excited about having more time with my grandbaby.
Yay, that's so sweet. So, I love it.
Yeah. And I do want to do a podcast recommendation before we get off. You know the Delphi murders? The two little girls? Abby and Libby? They got murdered in Indiana. They had gone hiking. They had a day off school, like a Monday off school, and they went on this hiking trail and went missing and were murdered in, like, 2017. And one of the girls had recorded, like, on Snapchat on her phone a video of this man, like, saying down the hill. And, like, well, anyway, they caught the guy, like, just recently.
Oh.
And so now he's been tried and convicted and all that. But there's a podcast, and it's called Down the Hill.
Down the Hill.
And I've been listening to that. And it's really, like, in depth of every, like, bit by bit of how that case, like, happened. Okay. And they have interviews with, like, the family members, the friends, law enforcement that was involved. I'm not sure how many parts it is. And I'm not sure if it even has, like, all the recent stuff in it. But it's really good. And so that's what I've been listening to. Filling my brain with.
I definitely am going to put that on my list.
Yeah, it's really good. And if you've never heard of that case, it is very interesting. And, like, how everything happened and how the girls were able to, like, it didn't happen right away, but, like, for a 13-year-old kid to have the presence of mind to pull out their phone and record a person that's making them feel a certain way.
Yeah, that was so smart.
Yeah, it was very smart. And so, that's what I've been listening to. And That's Why We Drink did, like, I listened in That's Why We Drink.
The capability to go live. You can go live through Facebook. You can go live through TikTok. And if you're in a situation where you feel like this is not safe, I'm not okay, man, that is the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, but in 2017, going live wasn't what it is now.
Right.
And so Snapchat, they had taken some pictures and, like, added it to their story on Snapchat. And then some of their friends saw it and screenshotted it and saved it and, like, all of that.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
And so that's how they were able to, like, have those pictures, because Snapchats disappear. And so after 24 hours. And so, anyway, it's very interesting if you're into true crime, which I am. I don't know why we don't do more true crime on here. But And That's Why We Drink is a really great podcast, but they don't do, like, in-depth they do more like overviews of true crime. And so Christine this week was covering that murder, and it's one that I know quite a bit about. But they had, the guy recently was arrested and like all that stuff. And so I like to wait until things are over and then do like take in all of it at one time instead of like piece here, piece there, like the Idaho 4 stuff that's going on right now. Like, I want that to be over, and then I want to consume all the bits of it.
I gotcha.
So, that's who I am as a person. But, anyway, it's a really good podcast if you like true crime stuff.
I love it.
So,
I don't like the fact that it happens, but I love to see the bad guys get caught.
Yeah, and the way he was caught was wild. Like, it's a whole thing. But yeah, it's really good.
Thanks for that recommendation.
Yeah, I'm on episode 4, I think, right now. So I'm not sure how many episodes are. I hope it goes like through the trial and everything. If it doesn't, I'll have to find another podcast to. Because now that it's over, I want to know all of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, you can send us an email with a podcast recommendation or a good thing that happened to you this week or an episode idea or anything you want. You want to tell us to fuck off? Hey.
We will be doing a listener episode.
Yeah, we are. We've got a few listener emails in, and so we're going to do a little compilation of that here in the next couple weeks when we have time to sit down and do that. So.
But keep them coming, guys.
Yeah, we love and appreciate all of you. Thank you for supporting our podcast. Send us an email at weirdlittlebitdead@gmail.com.
weirdlittlebitdead@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're a little bit dead at Gmail. Okay, and yeah, that's it. So, bye!
Bye!